From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the music of Josh Gray and the Dark Features.
The light that shines between the blinds and warms the room. To wake you soft from slumber on a Sunday afternoon. Her arms hang at her sides like the boughs of a willow tree. They raise outstretched to say, babe, come on home to me. Her heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. But it's better to die trying than regret not jumping in. Her heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. A heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. But it's better to die trying than regret not jumping in. A heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. Her smile's a wildflower, watch out, boy, she'll take your breath away. Expect nothing less from the girl with a name like a holiday. Her long legs carry her graceful through the crowd as the summer breeze. 2 feet above the ground, so careless and free. Her heart's like an ocean, too vast to swim. But it's better to die trying than regret not jumping in. Her heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. Her heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. But it's better to die trying than regret not jumping in. Heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen Locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is our 676th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Josh Gray and the Dark Features. This Nashville Americana singer-songwriter grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland. His sound is a mix of folk, blues, country, rock, and bluegrass, the music that first inspired him to pick up a guitar. His thoughtful, poetic lyrics stick with you. Please welcome Josh Gray and the Dark Features to the Red Barn stage.
Say, Senorita, won't you pour one for me? It's been a long, hard road from Nashville, Tennessee. Each border I cross an unseen line reminds me what I've left behind. All my friends, so many miles away. So I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway. Late nights spent riding, lost in a haze. Scan the horizon to glimpse the green. I oppose siding, it beckons to me. Carry my hardships on out to sea. There ain't no regrets beating in my chest. Wouldn't have it any other way. So I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway. Till it's gone, it haunts you like the ghost of a high lonesome song. I yearn to hold her close when the autumn leaves fall, as the inmate yearns to scale the prison wall. A day don't pass where I won't ask, does she remember my name? Up the highway, 'cause I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway. You know I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway. So I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Good evening, folks. Thanks for being with us on Red Barn Radio. Our guest tonight is Josh Gray and the Dark Features. Their 2019 release is Songs of the Highway. Great press on this new album. The Oklahoma Review says Josh Gray's Songs of the Highway is without a doubt one of the best albums I have heard in 2019. This is a debut album you are not going to want to sleep on. Get on the wagon now, as Josh Gray is sure to be a household name in the music business sooner rather than later. How does that make you feel to hear a review like that?
I mean, great, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great thing for someone to appreciate what you put your heart into. This is at least 3 years of my life. it took 3 years to write the songs and record them, but you know, there's a lot more living in there than just 3 years.
In today's music business, can you be a household name doing one album every 3 years?
I choose to believe that you can.
Yeah.
I have never been someone who writes songs who says, I wrote a song today. Songs take me months to write.
Yeah.
But I think good things take time. That's how I feel about it. And I really feel like we're in the age of Spotify and things like this, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to let an app dictate how I make art, you know? My favorite artists release albums, and I'm going to release albums. I'm not going to put out singles to get likes. Maybe on some people's epitaphs it'll say, you know, they got this many likes. I don't really care about that.
You're in Nashville now. That's home for you.
So I grew up in Maryland, in a place that had no music scene, basically. And then I got a guitar when I was 16. I'd been writing poetry and stuff like that since I was 12, you know, crappy poetry like most kids do.
Most kids, I don't know that most kids do that.
Well, those who write poetry write crappy poetry at that age. And then I moved to Frederick, Maryland, which is a small kind of music, little artsy scene. And I was dared by a friend to play an open mic, you know, because we were going to these open mics for a while and just kind of observing. And I was writing these songs, not necessarily thinking about performing them, but just writing them. Slowly going to ease my way into it, you know. But he dared me, and the rest is history.
You're how old at this point?
I was 31.
So we fast-forwarded from 16.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I tried to start a bunch of bands, you know, and people were flaky, and it just didn't happen. If I do anything, it's going to be a solo thing. Staring out the window at a mountain range, spinning down the track on a one-way train. Got by my side, they say tomorrow I'll hang. Longing for my freedom like a dog on a chain. Never felt no comfort in Caroline. Got sweet Mary on my mind. Don't you cry for me. Just lay me down where the river meets the sea. Lay me down, girl. The bank in Baltimore and River City too. Got lucky in Kentucky, yeah, you know how I do. Posse got her with me down in Tennessee. They said, come out with your hands up. I said, hold on, let me finish my tea. Ran to the bed, grabbed my boots and my gun. Hop from the window and away I run. Ran for the station and almost made it. Sometimes you make plans and life has other plans to keep. Ain't that true? If I had a boy, you know I'd tell him, son, don't be like me, don't live by the gun. Well, you think a man's real just cause you've seen him wrong. Well, that man ain't free, he's just a name without a home. So walk me to the gallows up those creaking stairs. Put on my head and a noose around my neck. Yell to the coppers, do what you gotta do. Done more living in my short life than you could do in two. Come on, cut that rope, boys. Thank you. I recorded a solo EP in Frederick, and then in 2016, I moved down to Nashville. And started trying to, you know, meet people and form a band.
And you did a crowdsourcing there to gather some money together to do the CD you wanted to do, the album you wanted to do.
On something that was so personal to me and so important to me, I didn't want, you know, a label kind of telling me what to do. So I didn't even really approach that. The band here, I'm going to take a second to introduce the band. We have Kenzie
good.
Miracle on fiddle. We have Julio Matos on bass. And Jason Monday on drums. And these guys who were with me, they all played on the album.
That's also unusual.
We hired some people, but this is my core band, and I really feel that we are a band together. In Nashville, there's a lot of people at play where they are singer-songwriter and hired guns. You know what I mean? You never know who's going to be on stage with them at that moment, but these guys always play with me, and it's extremely hard to form that kind of thing in Nashville. Everyone who moves to Nashville, they've already done the failed band thing in their own hometown, and they came down to Nashville, you know, and they want to make money, and they're going to jump on projects and things like that. But these guys stayed with me, and we recorded something really special, and we spent months arranging so that when we got in the studio, we recorded, and basically they did their parts in like 4 days, you know. I can feel the heat on his Texas street, burning holes in the soles of my shoes. Surrounded by men in darkened dens, communing with bottles of booze. There's a picture of you at 22 in the breast pocket of my coat. I turn it over when I'm not sober and shed tears to the words you wrote. I said, open your eyes, raise your veil, show me that we are worth more than this. I know it ain't easy, but it's worth fighting for. Love ain't a battle, it's an all-out war. No. This old guitar carries the scars of a thousand barroom nights. My fingers, they trace the lines on her face as she sings neath the fluorescent lights. I cradle each word like a newborn bird falling from the nest. I was too blind to see you had to be free, or else be laid to rest. I said, open your eyes, raise your veils, show me that we are worth more than this. I know it ain't easy, but it's worth fighting for. Chasing my breath since the day you left 12 long years ago. It's the snap of the bone as the blade finds its home where loved ones flourished and flowed. I've known the sacrifice of a reclusive vice, though many an angel is tried. If you asked me today, I just have to say, I guess that I'm doing all right. I said, open your eyes, raise your veil, show me that we are worth more than this. I know it ain't easy, but it's worth fighting for. I said, open your eyes, raise your veil, show me that we're worth more than this. I know it ain't easy, but it's worth fighting for. Love ain't a battle, it's an all-out war.
So we didn't have the money to do it. So being the savvy social media person that you have to become being a musician these days, I don't want to tell you how many business
social media books I've read. It's something I'd rather not do. I'd rather be writing songs.
You've spent time actually making a little bit of a study of
it.
Yeah,
definitely.
So
definitely
how
doing
you
got to
go
researching.
About it.
So we did a 30-day campaign on Kickstarter. We recorded like 30 videos, and we released a video a day, pretty much. Hmm. So it was a ton of work. In the end, we raised nearly $9,000 to do all the recording. You know, it's an amazing thing to have people believe in your project before they've heard a single song. You know, it's kind
of
crazy.
What role do you think the videos played?
You start looking at what gets the most hits, right? I mean, video gets the most hits. That's why you guys are doing video here, not just taking
Indeed.
Pictures of us.
That's right.
So we released a ton of videos. I uncomfortably asked a bunch of people to share them. You know, that's out of my comfort zone. Hmm. They asked people to share them. They shared them. You know, I have my email newsletter, so I emailed out to those people. People who had heard me back in Maryland and all over. Sweet Maria of the Southern Wilds, patron saint of this lonesome mile, got evicted and lost her child. Try as they might, they can't take her smile. Six String Joe used to play the blues down on Beale and Union Avenue. Pawned his guitar for a plate of food. Got a lot of soul, but none on his shoe. These are some people you likely to meet if you ever look, girl, when you're shuffling your feet. In the richest nation of all empathy, oh, for the ghosts of the American. The ghosts of this American dream. Sarah sells street papers by the interstate. Her husband beat her till the day she ran away. Started drinking heavy to push aside the pain. Sober now, you ask her how, says I take it day by day. Old John lost his arm to a bomb in the war. Been trying to find a job since 1974. No address and post-traumatic stress shut many a door. Fighting for. These are some people you're likely to meet if you ever look, girl, when you're shuffling your feet. In the richest nation of all empathy, oh, for the ghosts of this American dream. For the ghosts of this American dream. And I don't know the reason why so many turn a blind eye. Maybe they don't want to see. They want to see. When we hit hard times, it comes to mind. Maybe that could be me. Maybe that could be me. Yeah, I don't know the reason why so many turn a blind eye. Maybe they don't want to see. They want to see.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Josh Gray and the Dark Features. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Josh Gray and the Dark Features after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.